Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bunch of big news and guests for you today. And it's the same developments, it's the same story that InfoWars has been covering for decades, and more people are starting to realize not enough people in Congress, and that's the problem, but there is an engineered collapse of civilization. And out of that engineered collapse, a group of centralized power brokers want to come in and essentially, to put it simply, take over the world with a corporate government system, which you have a taste of in 2020, 2021, in the name of COVID-19 pandemic, lockdowns, shutdowns, forced medical procedures and mandates and masks and all the other nonsense. But they want it to seem organic. They want it to seem like some sort of an avalanche. You're out in the mountains. Oh, an avalanche just happens. Well, no, they're at the top of the mountain screaming and shouting and banging pots and pans and trying to make all this noise to cause the avalanche and then hope that you don't realize they're up there causing it. And then say, oh, we're the heroes. Central bank digital currency, total censorship, forced medical procedures. It's the only thing to save you. But we love you so much. Just take the corporate world government mark of the beast. So we got a bunch of news on that. And they're just saying, oh my gosh, with headlines from all over the globe, really. And they're just saying, oh my gosh, we've looked at the numbers. People are broke. They have no money. They're about to be pissed. Well, yeah, it was at the Bilderberg meetings in 2017 or 2018, I forget which one. It was in Scintilla, Virginia, and we were there covering it. And their top issue was what to do with the proletariat class when they realize how we've stolen all their money. And then they sign a bill, a $1.2 trillion bill, no oversight, nobody can look at it, drop it off at Congress's desk at 2:30 in the morning. They have to vote on it by the end of the afternoon. By the time you've read it, you find out it's got tranny hotels, LGBTQ retirement homes, abortions, and genital mutilation, all funded with the taxpayer. No debate, no stoppage, Congress goes on vacation. That's just no problem. Then they have a collapse of major infrastructure in Baltimore, and they say, well, I don't know if we can get the government funds. Hey, you can sit here and say, we need to do an investigation. We need to find out what happened. We need the people responsible to pay for it. But you can't get a couple hundred million dollars to rebuild that critical infrastructure, to clear out that port. You can't even get a couple hundred million dollars, but you can get $1.2 trillion with tranny hotels and retirement centers and all that crap. I'm not kidding you. That was in the $1.2 trillion bill. But they say we can't afford to build a bridge. So, okay, what does it all tie into, though? It all ties into the engineered collapse, shutting down your energy, shutting down your farming. And then, oh, wow, you just realized you're broke. What happened here? Well, you were robbed. But then on the other side, they've got their censorship apparatus set up, but it's really beyond censorship at this point, where the feds, and this is already happening in Europe, people in America have already gone to jail for making a meme that made Hillary Clinton cry. Now the feds show up at your house because you posted something on the internet that they don't like, And now the government is calling up social media companies and saying, we need to look at this individual's search history. They could be an extremist. So this is all coming to a city near you.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
When you look at everything going on around you, there's this notion that somehow it's inevitable, it can't be avoided, you're helpless to stop it. Whether it's the rising crime rates, whether it's the illegal immigration, whether it's the inflation, cost of living going up. It's all about making you accept you can't control your own fate, you can't control your own destiny, and just common sense, logic, reasoning, policy, there's just nothing that can be done for that. So you just give up and then everything collapses. And they say, don't worry, we're here to save you. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex Jones today. And yesterday, a major theme, the headline was engineered famine accelerates worldwide as farms and ranches forced to shut down. And you can go find all these small farmers, and that's just small compared to the big industrial farms, but I mean, they're good-sized farms. And they talk about how all the regulations are destroying them and the different laws. So it's, well, you know, you need to eliminate your carbon emissions, and so then they put all these regulations on them that makes it impossible to even afford to be a farmer. But then they'll write laws like they're doing to that Amish farmer, and they'll say, well, you just can't sell anything without the government being the middleman here. You just can't sell anything without government's approval. I mean, that's a mafia. That is a mafia shakedown. I, as an American citizen, should be able to go to my neighbor and say, I'd like a gallon of cow milk. Here's $10 or whatever. I'd like a gallon of fresh cow milk. And he should be able to sell me that raw milk. And there should be no government intervention or interference in that transaction. And I mean that in a wholehearted way. Not just regulation, not just some law that says it's illegal. You shouldn't even tax me. I should be able to go to my neighbor's farm and say, hey, I want to go get some fresh vegetables out of your garden. Can I get $20 worth of vegetables? Give them a $20 bill, go get some vegetables, go home, end of transaction. No, the government needs to be involved in every transaction. And the government can't have you having the freedom to have that free market economy without them getting their shakedown, them getting their cut. So then it slowly chips away, and then you don't have any farmers. It's all centralized. And then all the regulations and all the taxes drive you into bankruptcy, and then the currency becomes all centralized. So that's what's going on. And there's headlines all over today, and they are just like, oh my gosh, like this one out of Canada. What is going to happen when the Canadian people realize that they're broke? What's going to happen? They're broke. They have no money. It's all been stolen. Oh, yeah. It's just Canada. But don't worry. Don't worry. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You might make you make six figures a year. You'd think, six figures a year. I'm living comfortable. Now they say that half of Americans making six figures a year are living paycheck to paycheck. Well, sure, there might be some financial irresponsibility, but no, it's the property taxes. It's the cost of living. It's you made a budget with your salary, and now all of a sudden your budget has doubled because the inflation and the cost of living, the energy prices, everything else. And so then they write headlines like, oh my gosh, Canadians are going to revolt when they realize that they're all broke. Yeah, there were stories out of Boston, Massachusetts, like 5 years ago. And they said the average wealth of a black man in Boston was like $80. So put two and two together. And try to find that story. So put two and two together. They drain you of wealth. They try to take away any economic opportunity. They put through all these regulations and all these interferences in your life. And then they say, well, look, I'm using a black Americans as an example, but it's a larger issue just because of how the media and the Democrats want to use black Americans. Yeah, $8. I'm sorry. Thank you, guys. It was $8. So, but see, what do? They say, oh, look, the average black man has $8 in Boston. And then what do? Well, that's because of racism. See, that's because of white people. Yeah. And then they put that resentment out there, and then they hype up a story where a black guy dies from a white police officer, and they just say, well, you just need to get out in the streets. You need to protest, and you need to burn buildings and attack police officers and courtrooms and take over city halls, and that's justified. So, but that's just a microcosm. That's just one little element over here, and they want to do the same thing on a larger scale, and they say, oh, look, ho-ho, you're broke. What are you going to do? Oh, you're going to revolt, aren't you? And then the collapse of civilization, and then the police state, and then the centralized global government. So, again, the analogy I use in the opening segment, the whole goal here is that you think it's just an avalanche that just occurred in the mountains, and it just happens. Avalanches happen. No, somebody's at the top of that mountain making a bunch of noise trying to cause an avalanche is what's going on. And then when the houses at the bottom of the mountain are covered in snow or destroyed, then they come in and they say, well, gee, looks like your property's worthless. Must be pretty upsetting. I'll take it over. I'll be your hero. So yeah, they're engineering a famine, they're trying to centralize the food supply, and then they're doing the same thing with the money supply. And they say $1.2 trillion for tranny hotels and tranny retirement centers and funding for abortion and funding for LGBTQ education in the schools. I'm not even kidding you. All of this was in the $1.2 trillion bill. All of it. And so they just say, wipe your hands with that. $1.2 trillion. We found out about the tranny hotel after we voted on it. And then they say, gee, This bridge and this cleanup at the harbor in Baltimore, this could cost a couple hundred million dollars. I don't think we have the money. I just don't think we have the money for that. No, you don't get critical infrastructure, but you get a war in every country that the military-industrial complex wants. You get a war in Ukraine. You get an LGBTQ retirement home. That's critical infrastructure, by the way. You know, where are the LGBTQ plus going to go to retire unless you build them a retirement home? And don't be a transphobe. Certainly, you wouldn't want that. But what happens if you decide maybe you're going to organize or get a little uppity or try to have something on your own? Well, the government's going to make sure that that's not happening either. And so you've got these anti-hate speech laws, and we've covered the one that's happening in Canada. They're in Europe. I mean, hell, they're in the United States of America. Scotland's new totalitarian hate speech law is coming in April. So, in other words...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe.
The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
That's just illegal now. You're not free. Oh, yeah, you think you're free? Try having a small farm and giving some raw milk to your neighbor. Alex Jones delivers an epic rant about how the elite want the masses divided on race, religion, and other topics instead of focusing on the establishment war on agriculture. The food supply. Centralize the food supply. You control the masses. Starve the people. Impoverish the people. So Thomas Massie is one of the few that actually gets this. And he's addressing it head on earlier today. He says, there are three places we end up. One, steer our government away from economic collapse by design. Two, economic collapse and then a renaissance or totalitarianism or a national divorce. Three, slow devolution into Chinese-style communism and central control. No one remembers freedom. That's just about spot on. I mean, if you wanted to just kind of lay it out in three easy bullet points in like a note card fashion, that pretty much nails it. Without going into the weeds or getting too detailed, that's it. That hits it right on the head right there. So why is it that Thomas Massie understands this, but nobody else does? Or do they get it and just not care? Are they numb? Do they not think it's going to affect them? Do they just figure there's nothing they can do about it? Because that's it. Now, okay, so maybe the Renaissance happens. That's a good thing. Maybe the totalitarianism happens. Well, good luck getting out of that. Maybe the national divorce happens. Well, that'll be a little ugly too, but at least you might have a shot at freedom and prosperity, depending on where you're at. But so they're getting ready for the big push. And so this is like Black Lives Matter times 1,000. Where they take downtrodden black Americans that might have a legit gripe. I mean, we could all say we have a legit gripe. But they bring up the scars of racism or slavery. And they bring up all this propaganda. And they want them to feel like they've been victimized. And it's someone else's fault. And so you're broke or you're desperate or you're in prison or all this other stuff because of the white guy. And then they build that propaganda up and really Obama responsible for this more than anything. And they put the war on the police saying that's a weapon of racism. That's white supremacy. And so they fill the room with gasoline. And then boom, George Floyd, they light the match. And then you have riots across the country, $2 billion property damage, hundreds of police officers hospitalized, dozens of people murdered. And so that's not organic. That's not organic. The average American would never have heard of George Floyd. The media, the Democrats, they wanted you to. They filled the room with gasoline. They lit the match. It doesn't matter. You say, well, but George Floyd overdosed on drugs. George Floyd was a career criminal. Doesn't matter. They filled the room with gasoline. They lit the match. But why do I say this? This is now on 1,000 times. Because that's just the Democrats and the liberal media playing this game of identity politics, trying to weaponize a group of people against another, and then leveraging that politically for power. We're talking about this on a global scale. Secret RCMP report warns Canadians may revolt once they realize how broke they are. So you see, this is where it goes next. Because soon they'll figure it out. You can divide a bunch of people on identity politics, and you can drum up a bunch of racism and all this other garbage. But Once you have people in a state of poverty, they become desperate. And so that's what's driving this. And they say, yeah, oh, Canadians realize how broke they are. They, oh my gosh, they're going to be so mad. Well, that's what they're doing to everybody. I play these videos all the time. And it's mostly young people, 20s, 30s. And a lot of them women. And they're sitting in their cars or they're sitting in their kitchen and they're crying. And they're saying, I can't believe this. I'm already working three jobs. I'm already working 7 days a week. I can't even afford groceries. I don't know what to do. It wasn't like this 5 years ago. I don't know what's happening. I'm feeling helpless. You already had the trend of people living with their parents now into their late 20s and 30s. They can't get out. It's not even that that's a bad thing. It's that the economic opportunity is being removed from the individual. So, oh yeah, they made you broke. They starved you out. They centralized the food supply. They centralized the money supply. And then they put salt in the wound. Great replacement theory is already a reality in Michigan as state pays residents $500 a month to house illegal immigrants. So I think this is like the fifth state now that's doing this. Oh, wow. Talk about a problem, reaction, solution. You're broke. You can't afford your grocery bill. You can't afford your energy bill. But hey, here's $500 from the government to bring in an illegal immigrant. Oh, sweet, neato, honey, we can afford groceries again. And then they start bringing more of them in and more of them in and more of them in. Not that they even need to pay you $500 a month. They already have them up in the nicest hotels in New York. They've already got them up in hotels in New York, three meals a day. That was a big story we covered this week. So then they put salt in the wound. So they make sure you're going through a financial hardship. No relief in sight. The credit card debt booming. Car payments not being made at record levels. All these different signs and symptoms. The bank collapses people are talking about and predicting. We've already seen multiple bank collapses. But then, it's $9 billion for illegal immigrants in New York City. That's a real number. That's a real number. So I don't blame, like the headline says, a third of Gen Z living with their parents. I don't blame people for wanting to live with their parents for financial reasons or whatever else. It's the point of less people having access. And then, it's Canadians may revolt. No, they want the whole world to revolt. They want all of civilization to revolt. And they make it even worse. So they make you broke, and then they say, but we've got $1.2 trillion for genital mutilation of children and tranny kids and abortion clinics and tranny hotels and retirement homes. And but by the way, are you ready to revolt because you're broke? $9 billion for illegal immigrants in New York City. But hey, you, the American citizen in New York City, you're having it pretty tough. It's like, have you ever seen these deals? They'll sell you, it's not even a studio. They'll sell you what's the equivalency of a closet in New York City. It's about $900 a month for basically a closet. It's just like tiny little closet. You'll have a little cupboard, and that's it. And then there's a community kitchen and a bathroom downstairs. You're paying $900 a month for a closet in New York City. But the illegal immigrants, they're living in five-star hotels. So no, folks, the avalanche that's happening, this is not organic. Somebody's at the top of that mountain making a bunch of noise, trying to put you under.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Tell you, we're covering some serious stuff today, and I got a bunch of other serious reports coming up, but I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard not to lay it down and just laugh hysterically at what the American left has become. I mean, I've got this old Clinton activist, anti-Trump activist, who drives around with an inflatable rat and eats people's microphone covers. You can't make this up. And then I've got, did you hear what I just said? And then you've got Taylor Lorenz
going to a porno gala, dancing with a mask on.
So I'm just, so it's just a bit of a,
comic relief here as we're dealing with serious stuff. But I mean, these people are nuts. These people are just nuts. But here's the shame. I mean, you know, they teach you this when you're a lifeguard, and I can't look at it anymore. There's too many serious things to cover, but they teach you when you're a lifeguard, if you're trying to save a drowning person, like you can't let the drowning person bring you down. So there's different ways, and if they're panicking and doing all this stuff, well, that's essentially what the American left has become, is they're the drowning victim, but it's like we can go out and try to save them, but they're going to drown all of us, except they're going to drown all of us no matter what. So that's what's so upsetting about this. Perfect example is with the vaccines. And now all these leftists, all these Democrat shills that were pushing the vaccine and praising the vaccine and all this other stuff, now they're in the hospital and they got cancer and they got heart problems and they're getting pacemakers and they've had heart attacks and they've had aneurysms and now they got Guillain-Barré. And so that's like a perfect analogy. It's like, well, I jumped in the water and tried to save you, but you kept kicking and screaming and you almost made me drown. Now you're in the hospital. You got heart problems the rest of your life. And we're going to have more on that. Battle heats up over proposed federal funding for Baltimore Bridge. $1.2 trillion in a bill that nobody's read, just passed last week. Congress goes on vacation. $1.2 trillion. And then they say, well, this bridge could cost a couple hundred million. I don't think we have the funds. Critical infrastructure. Critical infrastructure, dealing with a huge bridge. We're talking about commerce and commute. Critical infrastructure, dealing with one of the most important harbors in the United States, needs to be cleaned up. Oh, I don't know if we can get the funds, but $1.2 trillion, all your pork, for all your friends, that's no problem. And Congress passes it. But we don't know if we can get federal funding for a bridge. Gee, I wonder why. Hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine. But we can't get funding for critical infrastructure. Gee, I wonder why. $9 billion for illegal immigrants in New York City alone. But we can't get funding for critical infrastructure. Gee, I wonder why. I just can't figure out why. And that's the big insult. So stealing your money and giving it to illegal immigrants, stealing your money and funding wars, that's part of the plan. Stealing your money and giving it to abortion clinics, stealing your money and giving it to leftists that want to build LGBTQ plus retirement homes, that's part of the agenda. That's part of the plan. Fixing critical infrastructure, rebuilding a bridge, not in the plan. Not part of the agenda. Can't get the funds. And I don't even want to harp on the question of what happened with the ship and the bridge, because ultimately, isn't the frustration is that we just don't trust our government or our media to tell us the truth? It was an organic mistake. It was a cyber attack, a hack, whatever. Does anybody trust the government or the American media to tell them the truth? That's the problem. So then what does that lead to? Speculation, conspiracy theory, and then, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, what do you want? Well, what am I supposed to do? Believe the lying media? Believe the lying government? Oh, I trust the FBI. Lone gunman on Las Vegas. Yeah, that's the story. Well, we just don't know if we can get that federal funding. Hey, can I get $9 billion so I can bring in tens of thousands of illegal immigrants into New York and give them everything for free? Duh! When do you need it by? We got sign the check! Hell yeah! And then they say, it's all over the news again. I mean, they brought me all these different headlines covering this. America is headed towards collapse. The Atlantic. The revolution after the crisis. Forbes magazine. Washington Post. I surrender. A major economic and social crisis seems inevitable. What, are these people all Alex Jones now? What is this, Alex Jones? Oh, I guess Alex Jones was right, huh? But see, that's the difference, is InfoWars is up there saying somebody's at the top of the mountain causing an avalanche. They're at the bottom of the mountain about to get run over by the avalanche. Like, oh, gee, here comes the avalanche. Why economic crisis trigger political turnovers in some countries but not others? Cubans stage rare protests with blackouts, persisting economic crisis. Sri Lanka's government crisis continues. It's just on and 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 on. But hey, we got to build a tranny retirement home. You bigot. Okay? You bigot. Can't rebuild a bridge, don't have the funds. LGBTQ plus retirement home, no problem. Hundreds of billions of dollars for a war in Ukraine? We gotcha. No oversight. Hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal immigrants coming here getting everything for free? Absolutely. No problem at all. When do you need the funds? Bridge collapse? Can't help you. Train derailments? Sorry. Out of luck. Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. But don't worry. When you retire, your gay neighbor with blue hair who chopped off his ding-a-ling is going to have a retirement home. Okay? So don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. All right, now when we come back from this break, I'm going to show you the latest attacks on free speech, where the feds are now calling social media companies looking for personal information. They're showing up at your doorstep for posting things they don't like on the internet. People have already been arrested for posting memes and other things, so it's nice. So much for that First Amendment. So much for that. Remember, folks, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we sell great high-quality supplements at the lowest price. It's a no-brainer. Vitamin D is one example. And here's the thing. Winter is over. The weather is starting to get nice again. You might be getting more sun. Still, vitamin D is just so important. You can't get enough vitamin D. So we got Winter Sun Plus that's still on sale, but not to mention Survival Shield X2. You want to deal with the thyroid problems. Nascent iodine is the solution. It's 40% off Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Great supplements for your health, and it funds the info.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. And while you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
FBI shows up on woman's porch after Meta flags her comments. Now, there's some debates over what the social media stuff was that triggered this response. But here she is dealing with the feds showing up because of social media activity.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
Sure, we can, yeah.
So she's already had an interaction. Now she goes to grab her phone and record it.
I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to show you my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
We did. I showed you my
credentials. I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials again. I didn't verify them.
Two men and a woman.
I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to
do... It's like a small town neighborhood.
...about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Do you have a card or something?
Cards?
That we could reach
no.
To?
No. I'll get back to you.
Did you hear that?
All right. You might have your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City.
Let's just go ahead and pause this here and go back. Hi. Yeah, we're with the FBI, and we're here to talk to you about some social media posts.
Now, it's just insane because you can go on any social media platform and find all kinds of illicit activity. You could find death threats, and the feds will never show up. Happens all the time, specifically in the political world, to conservatives even. And do the feds show up? Do they take care of that? No. So what is the story here? But listen to that again. We're with the FBI. Can we talk to you about some social media posts? I mean, you want to talk about Orwellian? Play it.
FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
We did. I showed you my
credentials. I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials. Again, I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Social media posts you made.
No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. Do you mind having your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City?
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No, we've already identified them.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you just call me for the name, then we'll be able to get your contact.
Be proud of yourself, sir.
That Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your accounts.
Okay. So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
You can't arrest me.
We're not
for
here to arrest you.
Speech. We live in America.
Not this time.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about.
But see, think about that. Pause that real quick. Think about that. Oh, we're not here to arrest you. Well, yeah, not now. But why are you there then? It's setting the table, see? It's setting the table. Well, we're just here to talk to you now. We're just here to talk to you now. Well, why are you here to talk to me? Did I do something illegal? Is there a problem here? Oh, don't worry. We're not here to arrest you now. But see, this ties into some other developments that are going on, but let's just finish that exchange real quick.
So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
You can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Correct.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
They do it all day long, he says.
Make sure that nobody has any ill will or bad intent or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily.
Do you think they go to the leftist protesters and rioters that burn things down?
With everybody on the neighborhood?
Call for violence? Do you think they show up at their houses?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions. Correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of concerns.
Okay, so you have concerns about my personal opinions?
If you don't want to talk to us, then you can...
I'm definitely not going to have a talk with you.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, they're so-called FBI.
So there the three of them go. Two men and a woman. I mean, there's so many. Oh, we do this every day. By the way, so let's tie this into some other issues here. I've got reports to air about illegal immigrants that rape children getting released from custody. Do you think the feds will deal with them? But sticking to the social media issue, authorities ordering Google to reveal identities of some YouTubers' video viewers Feds demand identity of YouTube users who watch certain videos. So yeah, now they're going into certain content and they're trying to find out who watches it, and they're contacting the feds to figure out who it is. Why? So they can send the FBI to your house and say, hey, we saw you watched an Alex Jones video. Would you like to explain what the hell's wrong with you? And so this is mainstream news here being reported. This was Fox News yesterday. Clip two.
Google to hand over the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity of those who watch certain YouTube videos. The feds were trying to track down a criminal and were apparently tracking you in the process. The senior national correspondent Kevin Cork is live in D.C. with the big news about Big Brother. Kevin, good evening.
Evening, Trace. According to Forbes, the government asking Google to give up names, addresses, phone numbers, and user activity of all account users who access certain YouTube videos back in January of 2023, as you mentioned, as part of a larger criminal investigation. Now, in another instance, police also asked Google to provide a list of accounts that viewed and or interacted with YouTube live streams that could lead to information again on what they claim was a police search. Privacy experts tell Fox Business Tonight, this discovery is absolutely terrifying, saying it allows the police to target people for simply consuming content. Quote, it's unconstitutional, it's terrifying, and it's happening every day. These YouTube warrants are just as chilling, allowing police to target people simply for the content they consume. No one should fear a knock at the door from police simply because of what YouTube's algorithm serves up. Now, the discovery also comes as Meta is said to be changing its algorithm to restrict Instagram users' access to political information. And of course, as an upcoming Supreme Court ruling could set new standards for free speech. And while it's still unclear tonight if Google gave authorities the requested information, the company tells Fox Business this evening, quote, we have a rigorous process designed to protect the privacy and constitutional rights of our users. It goes on, we examine each demand for legal validity consistent with developing case law, and we routinely push back against overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands for user data, including objecting to some demands entirely.
Yeah, talk about
now,
a press statement.
The DOJ tonight has yet to respond to our request for comment. It is a huge story, a bombshell, some would say, Trace, one that will obviously garner further examination.
So it's just, I mean, they're just piling it on. Folks, the leftists at the social media companies work with the leftists in the federal government. It's on record. They've been doing this for years. So this is no surprise. And then they have feds show up at your house. They say, well, we just want to get rid of political content on Instagram. No, they just want to have it dominated by left-wing propaganda. That's what it is.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.